How can compassion be generated or developed in one's life, and how can it be practiced?
Through analytical as well as single-pointed meditation. Analytical meditation involves the constant examination of the value of compassion. Once you become a more compassionate person, you have real conviction. You become a calmer and happier person, have less fear and more self-confidence. You become more open-minded and have better communication with other people. You gain more friends and more smiles. On the other hand, examine hatred. What is its value? Hatred destroys one's own happiness, one's family's happiness, as well as happiness at the national and international levels. If you are to remain in a 3-year retreat and you meditate on hatred, you will never experience calmness. You will always feel uncomfortable, and eventually you will lose your appetite, your sleep, and your life. That is what hatred does. So, you see, like a scientist, we must try to examine the positive and negative aspects of these things constantly. Try to get rid of the negative aspects and promote or produce positive qualities through analysis. Similarly, when we talk about the mind, it is not just one single entity. There are many, many thoughts and many, many minds. Some are positive, like medicine. Some are negative and are much, much worse than even poison. As in material things, you retain certain positive aspects and discard others. So it is with the mind. Those minds that bring us more happiness, calm or inner strength, and friends are positive. Minds that eventually destroy these things are obviously negative. So, analyze these things. Once you get some kind of conviction and full ascertainment through analytical meditation, ponder on it for a short while. If you are a believer, recite some mantras. That is the way. Some analytical meditation, then at the end, single-pointed meditation. When the force of that conviction reduces, engage yourself in analytical meditation again.